Good morning, and welcome to the Wednesday, March 18th edition of Southern Champaign County Today. My name is Lori Talkington for the Illinois Radio Reader, and today's date is Thursday, March 19th, 2026. We're going to do something different today and jump right into the most exciting news about Rocket Nation, brought to us by Diane Ducey. Unity High School boys basketball team in the IHSA state playoffs at the State Farm Center in Champaign ended up with a third place finish in Class 2A on Thursday, March 12th. A record was broken by senior Tyler Stian, wearing number 32, with 17 rebounds in a Class 2A state final tournament game, and he had 15 points. Teammate and fellow senior Dane Eisenmenger, wearing number 33, talked about Stian's effort game during the saying, "Tyler breaking the state record couldn't have gone to a more deserving player on our team. He was the guy that always played hard, no matter how many minutes he got, and during our run, he always had big minutes. I couldn't be prouder of our class and how we performed the last 3 years, but most especially this year. We came together with one goal, and we came just a few turnovers away from reaching that goal. Becoming the best Unity basketball team of all time is an absolute honor. I wouldn't want to do it with any other group of guys." With nine seniors on the team that have played together so many years, it's certainly been a factor as ESPN Channel 93.5 put a spotlight on their winning ways with a school record of 34 wins. During the interview with Coach Matt Franks, he brought up the resiliency of his players along with their dedication and hard work to get them to this pinnacle point in their athletic careers after making the state finals in Class 2A football as well. Tyler Stian's reflection statement says, "I'm so incredibly grateful for this season. I made countless amounts of memories I'll never forget. There wasn't one game this season where we didn't give it all we had. We knew this was our last chance to go out there and prove everyone wrong, and I'd say we did just that. It was so much fun competing with these guys, and I'll always be forever grateful for him, or for them, and the staff." Then, senior player Tyler's mom, Debbie Stian, had a chance to give her thoughts with these comments. "This basketball season has been my life, and I'm not sad about it one bit. It has been an honor to have been on the sidelines, taking pictures since junior high. In watching them grow as a team, they've proven themselves time and again. Not believing in one all-star, but as a team, they celebrate each and every player's victory and are there to bring you up again if you miss a shot. They have each other's backs, no matter what. They're family like no other, and I couldn't be more proud of all their accomplishments. I've seen them be down by more than 10 points and still find a way to rise up if they still have a setback and come back to win the game. Getting third in the state is a huge accomplishment that Rocket Nation will be talking about for years. A big thank you to our seniors, there are nine of them, and so many on this fabulous journey. It's been an honor to celebrate you all of these years." So many of the Unity Rockets made the Illini Prairie All-Conference and Illinois Basketball Coaches Association All-State teams. Five of the nine seniors will go on to play baseball at Unity, and the others have plans to do track and field competitions. Our greatest congratulations to this outstanding Unity High School boys basketball team. And now with some follow-up points on the Unity High School boys basketball record, we have our student writer, Olivia Withreft, with the Rocket Rundown, and she makes some very interesting notes here. She noted that player Tyler Stian had 17 rebounds in Unity's final game the IHSA 2A state final tournament all-time record. That's Taylor Stian with 17 rebounds. That's an all 2A IHSA 2A state final tournament all-time record. Both Dan Eisenmenger and Colton Langendorf hit 1,000 career points in that final career game. Track and field had only one meet this past week. They competed at the Armory this Friday and racked up quite a few first-place finishes. Camden Fairbanks placed first in the 800-meter. Eli Crow placed first in the 1,600-meter. Maddox Sutherland placed first in the 60-meter hurdles, the boys 4x200 and 4x400 relays. He also placed first. Hudson DeHart placed first in shot put. Clint McCormick placed first in triple jump. Emma Swisher placed first in the 200-meter, the girls 4x200, and the 4x400. And Julian Schlitter placed first in long jump. Congratulations to these outstanding young athletes. Olivia also notes that softball team had their first game on Friday against Villa Grove and started the season strong with a score of 17-4 in favor of the Rockets. We'll start our community notes today with news from the Philo Library. Sitting on the floor of a backroom storage closet were two very different 3D printers, along with several rolls of filament. How long they had sat unused was anyone's guess. Both printers had been generously donated, but now no one who works at the library knows how to use them. However, all of that has changed. One of the two original 3D printers is now up and running, and thanks to the gracious training from the CU Community Fab Lab, the whole staff at the Philo Library now knows how to use it. The other original 3D printer, of an indeterminate origin, was not usable, but luckily a third printer has recently been donated. So far, they've gotten lots of use at the Teen Fab Labs, which happen every Wednesday from 3:30 to 5 p.m. And recently, they've also been available to kids and adults on one Saturday a month. This coming Saturday, March 21st, 3D printing capabilities will be available for adults from 11 to 1 and for young people from 1:30 to 3:30. That's this Saturday, March 21st. Also, other makerspace craft tools will be available. But did you know that now you can also request the use of our 3D printers at any time? If you have a project you want to print, or if you just want to learn how to use the tool, fill out the form on our Philo Library website to request a time. If you haven't hopped on the sourdough bread craze yet, the library has an opportunity for you to get on board. On Tuesday, March 24th, from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m., Colleen Richardson, owner of Richardson Farms, a local cottage bakery, will be at the library discussing all things sourdough, from how to start your starter, use the discard, keep your starter alive, as well as best baking practices and what to avoid when making your sourdough. Registration is required for this event as our space is limited, so please sign up on our website or just call the library. Finally, are you a fan of poetry? Maybe you're an aspiring poet yourself. The Tolono Public Library will be hosting a poetry slam competition and an open mic night in April, and we're looking for participants. More information is on our website or come to the Tolono Library's Poetry Slam Workshop on Thursday, March 26th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. Here you can learn more about what slam poetry is, view some examples, and work on your own performance piece. There's no obligation to compete in April if you attend, so just come and try it out. For more information on all of our events, please visit our website, and don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Instagram. This includes the Facebook and Instagram pages for both the Tolono Public Library and the Philo Library. And next up we have the Sydney Scoop, courtesy of our writer, Ann Roten. Plans are in the making for the Countryside United Methodist Church's annual flea market fundraiser. The church will host a clothing and linen sale ahead of the flea market on Friday, March 27th from 5 to 7 p.m. in the Fellowship Hall, and the flea market will take place on Saturday, March 28th from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Shoppers at this year's flea market will find kitchen and glassware, books and puzzles, clothing and linens, household goods, and more to choose from, and they'll be able to enjoy delicious bake sale treats. 90% of the proceeds from this year's event stay with the church, and 10% of the proceeds go to the Unity East Elementary School. Call the church office at 217-688-2422, and you can speak with Pastor Jeff Stahl or other church representatives, or reach out to event organizer Karen Chumbly at 217-493-1570 for more information on the Countryside United Methodist Church annual flea market. The church is located at 1807 County Road 1000 North between Sydney and Philo on the Sydney Slab. Next up, be sure to bring your Easter baskets, hunt for goodies, and visit with the Easter Bunny at the 9 a.m. on Saturday, March 28th, Sydney Improvement Group Easter Egg Hunt at Witt Park. The event will move to the Sydney Community Library in the event of rain. Once again, that's Saturday, March 28th at 9 a.m. at Witt Park. And next up, the ever-popular Dumpster Day for this spring is scheduled for Saturday, April 11th from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m., also at Witt Park. There are some prohibited items, however. They include tires, yard waste, paints, oils, chemicals, batteries, or electronics of any kind, including televisions and computer monitors and microwaves. You must be a Sydney resident to participate. We will also be verifying that you are a Sydney resident. So if we don't know you, please be prepared to have an ID ready. The Sydney Lions Club will host their 67th annual Donations Accepted Fish Fry on Saturday, May 2nd, from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Sydney Community Building at 211 East Main Street in Sydney. The Sydney Lions Club will also be giving the community an opportunity to purchase Sydney Lions Club 2026 Christmas Cash. New Year's Dash raffle tickets are also available at the Fish Fry. Tickets are $10 each and can be purchased at the Fish Fry from the Sydney Lions Club president, Bill Hench, or from any Sydney Lions Club member. We also wanted to note that the donations accepted Fish Fry, sponsored by the Sydney Lions, will serve a menu of Alaskan pollock with all the fixings, pork and beans, coleslaw, potato salad, dessert, and more. And proceeds from the Fish Fry go towards the Sydney Lions Club College Scholarships and their eyeglasses program. The inaugural Sydney Spring Fling event, brought to you by the Goose and the Gander and the Sydney Improvement Group, will take place on South David Street in downtown Sydney on Saturday, May 9th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. The event will take place the day before Mother's Day so that vendors can focus on gifts for mom and more. Anyone interested in being a vendor can visit the Goose and the Gander website, which is, I'm going to spell it out, tgandtg.com. Got it? TGandTG, that's all one word, .com. And there you'll find more information and a vendor contract form. Folks can also reach out to Brett Franzen at the Goose and the Gander by phone at 217-530-5696 or by email at, and here we go again, tgandtgllc@gmail.com. We'll have more information about this event as it becomes available. Pastor Jeff Stahl from Countryside United Methodist also reported the plans are in the making for the church to have a special Sunday, September 13th, 50-year anniversary celebration. They're working on inviting past pastors of the church to come to the 50-year anniversary. Next up, we'll take a look at the night sky with David Leakey, former director of the Starkle Planetarium at Parkland College. And he begins, "We will have a new moon tonight," meaning that it's going to be a good week for sky watching beneath a dark sky. Let's hope for some clear skies and warmer temperatures. Look westward just after sunset tomorrow evening and see if you can see a very thin crescent moon below and right of Venus. The moon should be easier to see Friday evening with the moon above Venus. Look for what's called Earth shine on the moon. Though a thin crescent appears illuminated, you can still see the entire moon. This is actually sunlight reflecting off the Earth and then reflecting off the moon to come back to our eyes. If it doesn't occur Friday, look for it the next night. Friday is also the vernal equinox and the first day of spring. The sun will be perched high above the Earth's equator at 9:46 a.m. on Friday morning. We'll see it rise due east and set due west. So be careful driving near sunrise or sunset on east-west streets. This will give us roughly equal amounts of daylight and darkness. Some say you can balance an egg on its end at the equinox, and you can. Give it a try. But you have the same chance every other day of the year, too. Just no one makes the attempt. Have a happy spring. Today's paper contains a very special obituary, which begins, "With four generations of the Fishers farming in Tolono, our community was heartbroken to hear that Jeff Fisher, a devoted husband, father, grandfather, lifelong farmer, and faithful Christian, went to be with our Lord on March 6th at the age of only 64. Unity classmates from 1979, friends from Illinois State University, where he met his wife Susie and to whom he was married for 41 years, as well as various agricultural groups, the Champaign County Farm Bureau, the Young Farmers Committee, and as a Masonic Lodge member, the Tolono Fun Day organization, where he was a former Grand Marshal, as well as all of his connections to his love for horses as a participant in the American Quarter Horse Association, and church supporter for his Presbyterian parish, and people offering their condolences to the family, which includes four kids and six grandkids, plus parents, siblings, and nieces and nephews, all gathered on March 12th at Free's Funeral Home in Tolono to share stories of his inspiring life. Our farewell to Jeff Fisher. We now have some fast community notes on upcoming events, starting with the Philo Easter Egg Hunt, which is scheduled for Saturday, April 4th at 10 a.m. There's a new location this year in Hale Park. Anyone from fifth grade and under is welcome, and don't forget to bring a basket. Next up, Tolono Food Pantries. Every Monday from 5 to 6:30 p.m. and Fridays from 9 to 10:30 a.m. at St. Patrick Catholic Charities in Tolono. The Free Food Pantry, located at the parish, provides fresh produce, meat, and pantry items and serves all of Champaign County. Every Wednesday from 4 to 6 p.m., the Giving Place is open in Tolono, also to help families in need of food. The Fun Day Committee meeting is scheduled for the third Thursday of every month for the Tolono Fun Day Committee, meeting at 6:30 at the Tolono Police Station. In Sydney, the American Legion is meeting on March 16th at 6 p.m. at the American Legion Hall. Also in Sydney, there'll be an indoor flea market on March 27th and 28th. It's a clothing-only sale on March 27th and an everything sale on March 28th at the annual Countryside United Methodist Church indoor flea market. And now for something completely different. Voting is beginning in the Maker's Madness contest to name the coolest thing made in Illinois. Voting is now open in the Illinois Manufacturers Association's 2026 Maker's Madness Contest. This is a bracket-style tournament that lets the public decide what product will be crowned the coolest thing made in Illinois. Presented by Comcast Business, the annual competition celebrates the incredible work of manufacturers across Illinois, which have long served as the backbone of our state's economy. Manufacturing is the largest contributor of any industry to Illinois' gross domestic product, supporting nearly a third of all jobs in Illinois and contributing more than $580 billion to the state's economy each year. More than 100 unique products from every corner of the state were nominated for this year's contest, with candidates ranging from farming, construction, aeronautics, energy storage equipment, two iconic pantry staples, beverages, sweet treats, and a variety of vehicles. Voting throughout the contest will take place at this website. It's all one word. Makers Madness IL. MakersMadnessIL.com. Where voters can now choose which products will advance to the top 16. Voting for this round runs through midnight on March 22nd, and participants can vote up to 5 times per day. Consecutive rounds of voting in head-to-head matchups will take place each week thereafter to further narrow the field, culminating with an award ceremony at the Governor's Mansion on April 15th, when the coolest thing made in Illinois will be named. The Illinois manufacturers make amazing products that deserve to be celebrated for their innovation, creativity, and excellence. Our manufacturers are solving some of the world's most pressing challenges while creating jobs and generating economic investment in communities throughout our state, said Mark Densler, president and CEO of the Illinois Manufacturers Association. We wish all the products nominated the best of luck as we showcase the best of our state's dynamic manufacturing sector. Manufacturers in Illinois produce everything from life-saving therapies and medicines to electric vehicles and components used for space exploration. Our manufacturers keep store shelves stocked with nutritious food and delectable snacks and create sporting equipment used everywhere from neighborhood fields to professional leagues. They build incredible agricultural and road construction equipment, create high-tech gadgets and components used for national defense, as well as produce energy to power our homes and businesses. These innovative teams rely on fast, reliable connectivity to design and deliver the products that move our state forward. As the largest connectivity provider in the U.S. to businesses of all sizes, Comcast Business is proud to help power that progress, said Sean McCarthy, Comcast's Regional Vice President of Business Development and Strategic Initiatives. We're honored to support Makers Madness and celebrate the groundbreaking work happening across our state. Last year's champion was the Aerial Firefighting Helicopter Refill Pump. This is a pump that provides rapid and reliable water access and for aerial firefighting teams. They're made by MTH Pumps in Plano. Previous contest winners include the Komatsu Mining Truck, made by Komatsu in Peoria, the Rosenberg Moon Habitat by Ingersoll Machine Tools in Rockford, Rivian's all-electric R1T truck made in Normal, the self-regulating traffic signal heater by Termico Technologies in Elk Grove Village, and the 797F mining truck, the world's largest mechanical truck, manufactured by Caterpillar Incorporated in Decatur. Now, we're still in the nominating and voting stage for the Makers Madness event, and here's a timeline of how the voting will go and the events. Okay, starting February 16th and on to March 8th, this period has passed, but nominations were open and accepted. Now, we are now in the current stage, March 10th to the 22nd, where you can vote for the nominees. On March 24th, you can vote for the top 16 when they are announced. On March 24th, the first round of voting for the top 16 begins and goes on till March 29th. On March 31st, the top 8 contestants will be announced. On March 31st through April 5th, that'll be the second round of voting. On April 7th, the top 4 will be announced. And then from April 7th to the 12th will be the final round of voting. On April 15th, the winner of the coolest thing made in Illinois will be announced during an awards luncheon at the Governor's Mansion in Springfield. Now, about the Illinois Manufacturers Association, it's the only statewide association dedicated exclusively to advocating, promoting, and strengthening the manufacturing sector in Illinois. The Illinois Manufacturers Association is the oldest and largest state manufacturing trade association in the United States, representing nearly 4,000 companies and facilities. And just to review, we're now in the stage where you can vote for nominees up until March 22nd. And the voting, of course, happens at the website, which is makersmadnessil.com. And lastly, we want to do a shout out to the Philo Fire Department for the success of their annual corned beef and cabbage fundraiser, which occurred on Sunday, March 15th at the Philo Tavern. It was well attended, and the corned beef and cabbage were greatly appreciated. And now that tax season is upon us, the IRS encourages taxpayers, tax professionals, and the public to report any suspected tax fraud, scams, identity theft, or other tax-related wrongdoing by visiting the IRS's webpage, which is simply irs.gov, and you can submit, or just look for the link to submit a tip. This online tool allows individuals to confidentially submit information using a smartphone, a tablet, or a computer. This concludes our reading of the March 18th edition of Southern Champaign County Today. My name is Lori Talkington for the Illinois Radio Reader, and I invite you to join us again next week.